Here we see the students assembling the filtering device. The black ring will fit on top with the rim up, and the funnel fits within the black ring. Place the filter in the funnel, which has to be held down firmly during filtering. Another student will puncture a hole in the bag, allowing water to dribble in. The second student is holding the filter down. They tend to float up. See the one student hold the filtering device down so that you can get a vacuum started. If the flow rate's not fast enough, simply make the hole bigger. Pump the vacuum device to increase the vacuum in the Buchner funnel. If you're flowing too fast, simply rock the bag back up and then add more as you need it. The black line on the Erlenmeyer is the 300 mil mark, and that's what we're shooting for. Once the filtering is complete, remove the filter. You can roll it up and place it into the tube. It doesn't matter if the filter breaks, just as long as you get all of it inside the shipping tube. These tubes will be pre-labeled with all the information about the site. Once finished, disassemble the apparatus and put it in the black bag. The vacuum instrument is placed separately in bubble wrap just to protect it. Keep the filters very clean to prevent cross-contamination. And lastly, the filter itself is placed in this bag and shipped to Cornell. We'll take your filter and start the process of isolating DNA. The research associate will place it in what's called a bead beater, which breaks all the DNA apart and pulls it off the filter. The resulting DNA and mixed protein solution is siphoned off, pipetted into a separate tube, and we go through 8 stages of purification to get most of the inhibitors out of the DNA sample and away from all the other proteins. Once the sample is purified, we then set up for PCR. We use the white plastic plate, which holds 384 wells, meaning we can do that many samples. The plastic plate is placed in the qPCR instrument. And processed by quantitative PCR, which measures the amount of DNA that's present in the solution rather than just a plus or minus. Notice the red lines that you see that go from left to right. That's highest to lowest concentration. And the green line in the center is the unknown sample. This is the data that you will have a chance to look at once we get samples sent to you and posted online.